It's time for aptly named What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who is also very, very helpful to us. Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Good. How are you?
Did you survive being out there during election season?
Well, I was all over the countryside, and I crashed afterwards, but hopefully I'm got my energy back and ready to keep going.
Excellent. What stood out, she asked diplomatically.
Okay. So we had 4 out of the 6 contested races at the top of the ticket, which was very rare. That's rarely happened. I don't think it's ever happened during my tenure. And the interesting takeaway for me was that 3 seated selectmen were defeated, which I, again, don't remember ever happening. And so if I just can go through them. In Canaan, Brian Oler was challenged by Christian Allen and for first selectman, and Christian did not get enough votes to get back on. He was a selectman. In Falls Village was, again, a new race between Dave Barger and Greg Marlowe, and Greg Marlowe, both of them were selectmen, vying for the first selectman seat because Henry Todd has retired. Greg Marlowe did not garner enough votes to get back on the board. And in Salisbury, Don Mayland, and this wasn't top of the ticket, he was a selectman, was challenged by Kitty Kiefer, and he was defeated by, I think, 4 votes. So you have 3 incumbent selectmen who will not be serving in the next 2 years, which is, as I say, rare.
And do they do recounts with the 4 votes, or is
yes,
that...
yes, they were going to do a recount this morning, I believe, at Salisbury at 10, and I would imagine it held. And in Kent, they were doing a recount. There was a very small margin for planning and zoning, so okay. Doing one here. So. Now, interestingly enough, the new officers in Canaan in Falls Village take over immediately. So they were sworn in Tuesday night, the new board, which is Dave Barger, Judy Jacobs, and Chris Kinsella. The rest takes 2 weeks. So they will all be done next Monday and start their new tenures next Tuesday.
Okay. Very good. Very, very, very well organized. I have to say, much easier with the digest, for which we are grateful.
Well, when you live and eat it for several months, it gets pretty easy.
That's true.
Just some of the color from the election day. It was so cute. I got to Canaan, and the gear bus was there, and there were several people who insisted that they be taken, not insisted, but wanted to be taken to the polls. And they said, we are American, and we're patriotic, and we want to go and vote. So they had the opportunity to absentee ballot, but they wanted to be there. It was very sweet.
Well, that's good. I mean,
it's wonderful.
They're being raised right, because what you want to do is you want to go and vote. I mean, again, speaking of, I don't know, I remember going to, well, for Election Day was a school holiday because they used the school for elections.
Right, I remember that as well.
And you went. You figured it out. You went. And I really hate to sound, I don't hate to sound it. You went and you voted and then your vote got counted and, and then you knew who won.
What was distressing, I don't know if you followed some of the news on this, the voter turnout was percentages were very low in lots of places.
And I think that's, I call it American Idol Syndrome because, and that's my sort of name for it, because there are a lot of people who do not feel that they're being represented by their candidates.
Yeah,
and I don't. I have to say that while I used to be militant about telling people to vote, I don't know. I'm going to go back to the Bridgeport mayoral race, or what, how do you say it? Mayoral? Whatever. That race. Simply because, you know, there's enough, what's it called? I can't use the word that I want to use on the radio, so I can't think of the right word there. There's enough going on there to make you wonder.
True, but on the other hand, I think of all the people living in countries who would give their eye teeth to be. It's just, you know, they don't have that privilege or right or whatever. And,
well, there are now a lot of countries where democracy has been, quote, imposed. And weirdly, using the same, by the way, software, the people that they vote for don't seem to get into office.
Mm.
So, you know, there's more to – if people want to do their own research, they're going to find a little – that things are a little more distressing. Nothing like talking to somebody who actively went out, you know, from a different place, who actively went out, and like everybody wanted this other person, and, you know, somehow the incumbent stays in office.
Mm.
But we voted. I have become more skeptical as things have become more automated, simply because of what I call American Idol syndrome.
Hmm.
So, but that being said, yes, people should, if they have the right to vote, they should exercise that right to vote.
That right,
and that's.
So, just.
What about weren't there a couple of the Falls Village? What happened with the firehouse? What happened with the?
Yeah, the firehouse easement thing passed. They've got that and in Canaan, they passed the recreational cannabis to allow it to approved, and I guess an ordinance to allow it.
Okay,
so that was interesting.
All right.
Just as a final on the election, they had a party yesterday at the Great Falls Brewery for Charlie Parati, who is the outgoing first selectman, and it really was very heartwarming, it was packed, and Charlie's a very beloved resident of North Canaan, and so it was packed, and there were speeches and, you know, toasts and everything else, and so that was nice. Charlie is leaving after 3 terms, so it was nice that they regaled him.
That is lovely.
Yeah, very nice. All righty. So, elsewhere in the region, we had a ribbon cutting down here in Kent for the new sidewalks. We had a ceremony, and we had the Department of Housing Commissioner, Celia Mascara Bruno, here. We had the Department of Transportation Commissioner Garrett Ucolito here to cut the ribbon on the bright new sidewalks that abound along our main street. And it was quite a project. It was a long time coming. And First Selectman Gene Speck did pay tribute to Bruce Adams, the former First Selectman, under whose administration this project began. It was lots of stops and starts, and it finally got done. And now phase 2 will be coming this next summer. They'll be doing Lane Street and Maple Street. So we'll be having more sidewalks. And if you're ever in Kent on a weekend, you can see how well received they are. It's a real pedestrian town, and people walk all along constantly. So,
and if you've been here long enough, honestly, you can remember how people tried to get around before without. So that's something.
Yeah. So that was it. And they do look nice. And I would invite people to come and walk our streets. Food insecurity talk in Aminia the other day was quite interesting. It was put on by the Guild, which is a new volunteer group from the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, and they had several farmers, and they had people who work in food banks and so forth, and really talking about a the partnership between the farmers who, you know, need to survive and the people who need food to survive, and the collaboration needed between the two. And it was a packed audience as well, and very much of great interest. And I believe they're going to be following it up in January with another talk. So we'll look out for that. There's an issue with solar panels in Sharon, and I'm sorry, I don't have all the details, but I heard that there will be a referendum on this. They're supposed to be putting solar panels in near Sharon Center School, and apparently there's some blowback, and people are asking for a referendum. So, again, I will follow that up and get you more information when I can.
Okay.
A reminder to people, their community Thanksgiving dinner in Keenan on Thanksgiving Day, churches get together and get donations and give out this wonderful full course Thanksgiving dinner for people, not just who, you know, can't afford it, but for those who need sociability or alone on the holiday.
Or fellowship. And I just, Well, I like to emphasize this. Marshall always emphasized it. You know, there's some people, you know, who just really like being with other people,
mm-hmm.
and they don't get enough of an opportunity to
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely, and people living alone or can't visit with their families or for whatever reason, and it's wonderful to see everybody come out and just... if you don't know each other, you sit at a table and get to know them, or just sit with your family. And hats off to Beverly Becker does this, and she's terrific, and she organizes it all. But the churches really step up and do all that, so it's pretty neat. And we're coming upon the Christmas season. The Festival of Trees at Noble will be opening next Saturday, the 18th. And that's always a fun exhibit. People really get creative and show off their talents. And then there is a people bid on the trees, and they learn who won them at a party 2 weeks later. So I can't believe we're already talking Christmas, but we are. And then we have... looking ahead, the new board of, as I said, the new board of selectmen in Falls Village takes over immediately. So they're meeting tonight for their first time, and the rest of the boards will be closing up and getting ready for the new boards next week. So
that's a pretty exhaustive. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Yes. Lots going on, and probably, Jill, I'm forgetting some things, but, Veterans Day, I should mention. There were loads of lovely school programs for Veterans Day. That's always so heartwarming, the kids honoring the veterans, and I did get to two of them in Salisbury and in Sharon, and they sing to them, and the veterans just are glowing with the as the kids honor them. So that was very nice. And then, of course, there were Veterans Day ceremonies on the day. We had one here in Kent, and at the Veterans Memorial. There was one at Town Hall in Salisbury, I know. And here in Kent, the St. Andrew's Church then puts on a luncheon for all the vets, which is just lovely. And they get to sit and reminisce and talk and visit and eat some good food. So that was very nice. And I think that covers pretty much.
I think it will. I think it's perfect for now. And mm-hmm. you always have the disclaimer, because usually there is something, you know, you can one can only do so much.
Mm-hmm. That is true. So. But if something comes up, I will let you know.
All right. Well, well done. And we will talk to you on the next episode, because something will come up, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Very good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ruth.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.